Hi. This week the question is, who's the most dangerous person in the world? The world's seen plenty of dangerous men. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, Saddam Hussein. But as dangerous as these men were, there are actually three dangerous people that I would like to describe to you, which you need to be aware of. But I'm going to count backwards. I'm going to start with the third most dangerous person in the world and end by speaking about the most dangerous person in the world. The third most dangerous person in the whole world is the person who has no fear of God. The Apostle Paul wrote of men who had rebelled against God and were exceedingly wicked. Listen to this description. Romans 3, verses 14 through 18 says, "Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Think about that for a moment. If a person has no fear of God, there is nothing they fear. When a man fears nothing, not even God, you need to be careful when you're around that person's presence or pathway. If a person doesn't fear God, they're a fool. For God is the greatest, most powerful, and awesome being in existence. There's no limit to the power of God. There's no limit to the existence of God. He is without beginning of days or end of life. He is the source of all life. When Belshazzar, the ruler of Babylon, had a drunken feast and blasphemed the God of heaven, listen to what happened. In Daniel 5, verses 5 through 6, "In the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his hips were loosed and his knees knocked against each other." Now you think about this. Here is the ruler of a world empire, and when he saw God's finger, he was terrified. What would have happened if he'd have seen God's face? Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 12:13, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Proverbs 1 verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Listen to me. A man or a woman who has no fear of God is the third most dangerous person in the world. You need to avoid being in the presence of a person like this. Next, the second most dangerous person in the world is the person who has a warped view of God. These are people like Mohammed, Osama bin Laden, Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, Jim Jones, and David Koresh. All of these were leaders of cults. They convinced themselves that they had seen God, had spoken with God, are God's special agents, and that God had sent them on some special mission. Some of these men believe their mission is to destroy the infidels of the world, and an infidel is anyone who doesn't agree with them and their warped sense of God. All of these men have killed others in the name of God. Many of these men have committed adultery and fornication in the name of God. None of these men view Jesus Christ as the ultimate authority in this present age. In Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Jesus is the one rightly in charge. Jesus is the king right now. He is reigning at the right hand of God over all the world. Even as I speak these very words, he is reigning. In Acts chapter 2, verse 32 through 36, "This Jesus was raised up, of which we are all witnesses," Peter said. "Therefore, being exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now you think about this passage. Jesus is at the right hand of God right now. He's been given all authority in heaven and in earth right now. He's Lord of heaven and earth. Lord means master, who has the right to rule over others without their consent. Jesus cannot be in any greater control than he is right now. He did not give any of his authority to Muhammad. He did not commission Osama bin Laden to kill anyone in the name of God. He did not reveal anything to Joseph Smith or Brigham Young. He did not commission Jim Jones or David Koresh to arm themselves or to kill defectors. These and other leaders who have a warped sense of God are dangerous people, and our young people need to be warned to stay away from these type of people who propagate their doctrines. These are not innocent men. They are not righteous and holy men. The things that they teach are not innocent, harmless views. These type of men teach hate and rule over others by force. Neither Jesus nor God approved of this. Neither God nor Jesus have ever forced anyone to serve them. God created men with free will. Joshua 24, verse 15. Although there is a judgment day coming when sinners will be punished with everlasting destruction, 2 Thessalonians 1, 9, God has gone to great extremes to pardon, forgive, and rescue those who are headed for destruction. In 2 Peter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Beware of people masquerading as religious leaders who have a warped view of God, thinking that they're God's new spokesman with some special mission from God. Such a person is the second most dangerous person in the world. Well, finally, the most dangerous person in the world is the person who tells you a lie about how to be saved. The New Testament is plain about what men must do to be saved. It's required in all men living today that they take four necessary steps in order to be saved. Everyone must believe Jesus is the Son of God, Mark 16, 16. Everyone must repent of their sins, Acts 2, 38. Everyone must confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God with their mouth, Romans 10, verse 10. And everyone must be immersed in water for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38, Mark 16, 16. Anyone teaching some other way of salvation is a dangerous person. The apostle of the Lord said, anyone teaching anything differently was accursed from God, Galatians 1, 8 and 9. He warned that such people teaching differently should be marked and avoided because they caused divisions by teaching something contrary to what Jesus commissioned, Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. Listen, this is no trivial matter. Anyone teaching that sinners can be saved by saying a prayer on their deathbed is teaching something for which there is no Bible authority whatsoever. Anyone teaching that a sinner can receive Jesus as their personal Savior without being baptized for the remission of sins is teaching something differently than the apostles taught. Imagine how terrible it will be on Judgment Day for people who were deceived into thinking they were saved by prayer when they should have been baptized into a relationship with God the Father, Christ the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28, 19 through 20. Anyone teaching a lie about how to be saved is the most dangerous person in the entire world because they are misleading people, giving false security to unsuspecting people. Beware of anyone not speaking as the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4, verse 11. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. There, At our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. And we invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.